Spirit gets it right. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. What is the most annoying thing about air travel? Yes, other passengers. Although it's not so much them, it's their carry-on baggage. Most airlines only made it worse when they started charging for checked luggage because what did people do? Started stuffing even more stuff into the overhead bins. Stuff they couldn't even lift. Lawn chairs, motorcycles. Sometimes it takes two flight attendants to compress those bags. That's why Boeing had to move to composites. Ordinary aluminum could no longer stand the bag pressure. But now, Spirit Airlines is the first to actually charge for overhead baggage. $30 a check-in for any bag too big to fit under the seat, $45 if you get to the boarding gate before you figure out it's too big. It's all about options, says the airline.
If you bring less, then you'll pay less.
But CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg seems not to like this trend.
They're no longer in the travel industry. They're in the transportation business, and we are human freight.
What's next, he wonders.
There are a number of airlines now floating the idea of pay toilets. There's an airline floating the idea of standing room only tickets.
Standing room tickets, yes. Just strap you to a bulkhead. Come on, Peter. Finally, the right people are being punished. If we can't get back at the Wall Street bankers, at least we can get at the overhead bin hogs.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised for the airline to start charging a landing fee, meaning that you're in the air and they pass the hat and say, as soon as you get up to $200, then we'll land.
Oh, I like it. With a real-time display of the fuel gauge on the seat back TV. That'll get you to fasten your seatbelt. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.